Everybody happy?
Just a country girl from the north. She likes to dance and rock and roll. She left that red hair boy all alone. Just a roam from town to town. I've called these dances in these honky tonk bars, where they dance the do-si.
Swing her high, swing her low.
And then and the band did it again in the 90s when Ronnie Bowman and Don Rigsby were with the band. And we've just recut it again earlier this year on Chronology Volume 1. And Ashby's going to sing it for you tonight. It's an old Jimmy Martin tune called Mary.
Yes.
Well, there's a girl on my mind, I can't get over. That would break the heart of any man. Without her, things would fall to pieces.
Decade that we recorded on volume two.
to Chronology, and this is a tune. How many of you folks up here are familiar with the great Junior Sisk? Junior, I've known Junior since back in the 80s before everybody knew how talented that guy was, and we've been recording his songs for many years. This is one he did back when, before he got married and got happy. Ever since he got married, he hadn't written a sad song since. It's all I ever seen. This is one that we like a lot. It's called The Game That I Can't Win. Now, one, two, three, four.
First time that I met her, she took my breath away. My body started trembling, and I didn't know what to say. So I put myself together, and I
thank you.
Yeah, let's do some more Ralph Stanley music. That's always. When all else fails, play Ralph. This is another one that we recorded from the 1990s. And, Don Reesby brought this to the band. He's the biggest Ralph Stanley fan there is, and sings that stuff so well. And it's me. The banjo's always out of tune. But Randy Jones sings it well, as well. We're gonna do one for you called Doggone Shame.
Thank you.
Well, do you know the song about corn and moonshine? And we try to get at least two of those a night, so. How many of you folks up here ever heard of a group from down Virginia by the name of the Lost and Found?
Yeah.
Alan Mills has been the driver in that band for a long time, and great entertainer, great bass player, and a great singer. And one of my best friends in the world. He lives, as he says, he lives down there, and I live up there. And he's just under the mountain from where I live at. And I go down and sit on his front porch and look back at my mountain and spend a day with him every chance I get. They recorded an old Gene Watson song back around 1981 that I've always been a huge fan of. And back in the 90s, we stole it from him and kind of did it as a tribute to him. And Ashby's going to sing it for you. Are you ready? It's called The Harvest Time.
Mike down there was playing with a Third Time Out, and Sammy was playing, and it's an honor to be up here with these guys, and it's also nerve-wracking to just sing a song that I probably haven't sang in 3 years. And they said, oh, we'll add it to the set, because I already told him I knew the words to it. And we kick it off, and there I go.
There you go.
Y'all, it's a lot of fun anyway.
It's just a big jam.
It is. I don't think I missed any words there. I might have broken into some Scottish brogue on something for a minute, but
Was that big one you want?
Yeah.
We had a request for the song that we're about to do. Sorry I didn't get the gentleman's name, but it's for you.
And it's the story of a bluegrass musician's life. It's called Flat Broke and Lonesome.
Me, the blues have turned me. is hanging over me, and it's raining all the time. Each day feels like a Monday, and I don't know what I do.
Thank you.
guys to ask for one more? Thank you very much, Lonesome River Band.
Thank y'all so much. We do appreciate it. We appreciate the hospitality, appreciate the great meal this evening, and everything. We've been treated very, very nice here today. And, we'll feature Mr. Randy Jones on a good old up-tempo bluegrass thing, and I will get a tune. I'm not used to having to do this much MC work. Brandon Rickman likes to run his mouth more than he does plays. He usually does all the talking, but I appreciate your patience with us.
They wouldn't have been able to understand him anyway.
Exactly. They probably don't understand me, but I've gotten through it. Lonesome Welcome Back. And this is one we recorded back in 1994, and Randy does a great job on it. One, two, three.
Yeah.